This is News from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Bob Scott in Los Angeles. Cox, Ruckelshouse, and Richardson are out. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
There's nothing like the face of a kid eating a Hershey bar.
Hershey bar.
There's nothing like it you'll ever see. A face as happy as it can be.
Only a Hershey bar tastes like a Hershey bar. Hershey's, plain or with almonds, the great American chocolate bar.
Hershey, the great American chocolate bar.
Hershey.
Golly, Ginger, you're a real dreamboat.
Mother told me about guys like you, Mickey.
It's your smile, so white, so shiny.
Now I know why she didn't tell me about Ultra Bright.
Mother had a feeling I might be too appealing, so Mother never told me about Ultra Bright.
Ultra Bright, more whitener than any other leading toothpaste, plus the jazzy taste that turned toothpaste from dull to dynamite.
Mickey!
Mother never told me about Ultra Bright.
The confrontation wasn't constitutional, but the effects were just as dramatic. The matter in question, the White House tapes, the aftermath at this time is the resignation of Attorney General Elliot Richardson and the firing of the Deputy Attorney General and the Special Watergate Prosecutor. ABC's Vic Ratner reports from Washington.
Nobody here can remember anything similar in recent presidential history. The president ordering the firing of the Watergate Special Prosecutor, the Attorney General in a face-to-face meeting refusing and resigning. Then the Deputy Attorney General refusing to comply with the President's orders and being fired. Elliot Richardson and his Deputy William Ruckelshaus both gone. The President then appointed the Solicitor General, Robert Bork, a former Yale law professor, to be the Acting Attorney General. And Bork broke the news to Archibald Cox. White House spokesman Ronald Ziegler says Cox's refusal to join the President in what the White House calls a spirit of accommodation triggered the chain reaction shakeup. As of 8 o'clock tonight, Washington time, the office of Watergate Special Prosecutor has been abolished. The job of handling the Watergate prosecutions transferred back to the Justice Department. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the White House.
Archibald Cox issued a one-sentence statement tonight after his firing. Cox said whether the United States continues to be a government of laws and not men is now up to the Congress and ultimately the American people. In Washington tonight, Watergate Committee member Republican Senator Howard Baker of Tennessee was asked for his reaction to today's developments and their effect on the Senate Watergate investigation.
The offer that was made by the White House to make the tapes available to the committee was not interrelated with the Cox situation, so presumably it would not have an effect. As a practical political matter, it may. But I hope it doesn't, because I still very much want those tapes. I think the committee needs them, and the Cox discharge may heighten the requirement for the committee to go very deeply into this matter and to investigate it more thoroughly than might otherwise have been the case.
Senator Howard Baker of Tennessee. Senator John Stennis is now the man between the tapes and the Senate Watergate Committee. He'll be listening to those areas of the tapes which deal with Watergate and give to the Senate Committee verbatim transcripts of those portions. Reached in Washington tonight after the head stopped rolling, Senator Stennis was asked about the firing of Cox and Ruckelshaus and the resignation of Richardson.
I regret that and very much and was surprised. But I'm not prepared to make any further statement about it tonight.
Earlier, Senator Stennis said he'd been promised an absolutely free hand in dealing with the White House tapes. In San Juan, Puerto Rico, a spokesman for the family of Pablo Casals says Casals is doing very poorly. The famous musician is 96. The American Cancer Society has predicted 109,000 people will die of cancer in 1974 due to a lack of early diagnosis and quick, proper treatment. Repeating the top story, Attorney General Elliot Richardson has resigned over the White House tapes dispute. Deputy Attorney General William Ruckelshaus and Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox have been fired. This is ABC Contemporary Radio. Now these stories. American maritime unions have threatened to boycott the handling of all cargo shipments headed for Russia unless the Soviet Union starts to work for peace in the Mideast and cuts off military aid to the Arabs. A union official says his union will take action if diplomatic efforts now underway produce nothing in the next 2 or 3 days. Weather forecasters say Tropical Storm Gilda is still moving on a course away from the U.S. mainland. The storm has winds up from 50 to 60 miles an hour. Hurricane watchers say it'll break up south of Bermuda. That's the latest news. I'm Bob Scott in Los Angeles for American Contemporary Radio. A service of ABC News.
Weather forecast for the Mississippi Gulf Coast, generally fair with mild days and cool nights through Monday. The low this evening in the mid-50s, the high Sunday and Monday in the low 80s, and a low tomorrow night near 60 degrees. On the water, boaters can expect northeast winds at 10 to 15 knots through this evening, decreasing to northeast at 10 knots by Sunday night and Monday. Fair weather on the Gulf of Mexico. Countrywide, under clear skies, we currently have 67 degrees on the Gulf Coast. At 9 o'clock, I'm Lance Carson, and this is WVMI-FM, Biloxi, Mississippi.
America's favorite music, WVMI, Great American Country.